I want to get this party started. It is Wednesday morning. I'm even ahead of the gun here, but before I get into the training, there's just so much other fun stuff to cover. Just a question for all of you is, tomorrow, I mean, I'm Canadian, but get this, okay? I am a Macy's Parade fanatic. I will be glued to the tube tomorrow with my eggnog shake and my Isodolites and my feet up in my slippers, and I will be watching that parade nonstop from 9 until 12. Am I the only one that does that, or have I got company?
You got company.
You got company.
I'm a New Yorker.
You got company.
Good, 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 because there is nothing like the Macy's Parade. Nothing in the world quite like it. And we have the Toronto Santa Claus Parade, which is fabulous. There's lots of great stuff. And I'm not even someone who goes to parades. But somehow, the Macy's Parade got into my blood years ago, and I show up every year without fail and cocoon for that morning, block the phones, and I focus in on savoring every bite of it. It's like comfort food for my soul. So I'm going to invite all of you to do that with me tomorrow if you have the time to do it, and then savor every minute. So let's just see now. This week, let me see what day it is. It is November 25th. It is Wednesday morning. I'm your Wednesday trainer. This is Maura Lustig calling in from Peterborough, Ontario. And I love the topic of this week's training, which is handling objections. And before I get into it, though, going to ask for some shares, wins, victories. I want to just take a couple of quick ones, and then we'll get going here. So who wants to jump out and say hi and tell me what's exciting for you?
Laura, it's Jen.
I heard Jen, and I think I heard, is it Sharla?
Yep, Sharla.
Okay.
All aboard.
All right, so let's go Jen, Sharla, Yo-Yo, and then we'll train, okay?
All aboard, Yo-Yo, hi-ho.
Okay, so Jen, go ahead.
Well, I just want to give an encouragement to everyone, you know, never stop being consistent on social media. I have been friends with somebody for quite a while, and every Tuesday I post a transformation picture, and I've been doing that for several months now, and she's, you know, either seeing them or not, whatever, but yesterday she commented and wanted more information, so I think that's exciting. I guess when people are ready, they'll know.
Beautiful. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jen. And it's about us being consistent and persistent. And you'll be amazed at how many people are watching your posts without you realizing it, especially when you suddenly post something completely unrelated that has to do with your personal life that maybe wouldn't just be standard fare of any kind. And all the people come out of the woodwork to affirm you on that point. And that's when it suddenly dawns on you how many people are really watching, just never usually commenting, though, right?
Right. You're so right.
Very nice.
And I also have one more thing. I wanted to give a shout-out to Kevin for his challenge a couple weeks ago about watching the movies and then, you know, contact people who you think it would resonate with. And I have some people who I've sent videos to who are who have been intrigued. So we'll see what happens with them.
Ooh, I love it. Very good. And now the key is in the follow-up, right?
Exactly.
Very nice. Thanks, Jen. You are definitely on purpose and in action. And Sharla, how about you?
Hello. Now, everybody knows I'm from Alaska, and I get up really, really early and listen to these calls. A big part of the reason was is I was being levied by the IRS 100% for anything like that from my hygienics. And I needed something to keep myself focused, to keep going on. Well, my IRS levy is paid off, and now I'm starting to cycle, and I can get my own cycles. And I'm so thankful and so grateful for this call and for the fact that that's all paid off, and that because of Isogenics, the levy is no longer there. And I love you guys. Thank you. And I'm thankful for you.
Yeah, Sharla, we're so grateful to have you on the call each day, and so congratulations on earning your income now. So is it mm-hmm. No, it was a little difficult to hear you. So you have just become a consultant. Is that what's happened?
No, I've been levied by the IRS for a while, and they took 100% of everything I earned. And now, thanks to Isogenics, Isogenics has totally paid for my levy, and I'm done.
Oh,
I'm actually.
Okay.
My rank is actually manager. But, yeah.
So your manager status and your Isogenics income has been helping to pay off some back taxes and stuff like that to really give you the relief from that. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's a really good share. Thank you for sharing.
It was hard at times, but you know what? I stuck to it because of this call right here.
Very good. Oh, I love it. So you keep coming forward with those shares, okay?
Yeah.
And Yo-Yo, did you have a share or were you just saying hello?
I was saying hello, but I have a lot of gratitude for all the blessings of this time of the year. We got 3-inch snow here, and it's beautiful. Look out my windows like into a white cathedral, and I'm enjoying good health. I certainly turned my life around. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, lovely.
Maura?
Yes,
hi, Maura. It's Kathy Elliott Bryden.
Hi, Kathy. Go ahead.
I have a wonderful new associate who's on all the products, and he has a daughter-in-law just in her 30s, who has just recently been diagnosed with MS. And I know that we can't make any medical claims about our products. And I know one very important person, Susan Sly, who had that condition. But I just wondered if anybody who knows anybody else who has been helped with symptoms such as that disease could message me on Facebook. Somebody younger, like this woman, would be great. So I really appreciate your help because I want her to be able to talk to somebody, if possible.
Okay. Yep. Well, I would suggest that you post that question in some of the health-related Isagenix Facebook groups, and you'll probably get some great feedback that way.
Okay. Would you give me just one example
of
a group?
I remember there was the Isobody Accountability Groups, or there could be, if you were to go on to, Dr. Nozick's call and ask the question there.
Yes.
I don't know. You might find some good info there, but I don't want to get sidetracked with
it
right now.
Thanks.
But, no, you're welcome. But definitely get on Dr. Nozick's call. All right.
Okay.
So, and I have a share, and it ties in now with this theme of handling objections. And so I'll start with my share and then go into further training. So a couple of weeks ago, I attended a networking event where women were looking for career change. And I had 23 leads to follow up with. And I have been consistently, persistently following up, trying to track people down, trying to engage in conversation, provide them with information, and then follow up again, furthering, you know, the discussion. And to be perfectly honest with all of you, not one of those women has enrolled with me yet. And yet, I walked into Best Buy on Friday to look at upgrading my phone and signed someone up, a beautiful young woman at the counter, signed her up with a Pacesetter pack the day after. Someone I'd never met before, someone just totally random. So what I really want to illustrate with this point is that, you know, it's the process. It's the never giving up. And it's knowing that the person who you're looking for is actually looking for you, and you have no idea when and where you will find them. Do I think that maybe some of the people that I met at that networking event will enroll with me eventually? Yes, I do. But in the meantime, there has been a high level of frustration with the lack of result. And look what happened instead. Because I'm consistently who I am in the matter. I'm always putting it out there. I'm always looking to help someone. This beautiful young woman who needed help responded to my invitation to connect. We connected, and boom, she was ready to get started right away. You never know, so never quit. So that's going to kind of pull me now into the actual training for today on handling objections. And mindset is where it all begins. And there's just basic fundamentals. You know, I'm going to give you some things that I want you to look up on the Internet. So take some notes, okay? The first is I would like you to listen to Chris Harder's podcast, which was in isagenixpodcast.com in the wealth creation section, and it was recorded May 17th of this year. Kirsty Cody interviewed Chris Harder on the subject of handling objections. It was fabulous. And the second thing I'm going to ask you to pull up on the Internet to look at later is going to be Bob Proctor. Oh, whoever's making some rustling sounds, if you remember, everyone, if you're not speaking, press star 6, okay? So the next piece was Bob Proctor and the Terror Barrier, T-E-R-R-O-R, Terror Barrier. Look that up. Watch Bob Proctor explain the Terror Barrier, and I'll talk more about that in a second. And the third thing I want you all to do, and we've talked about this before, and Kevin has emphasized it as well, is make sure that you either buy the hard copy or listen to the audio of Go for No, written by Richard Fenton and Andrea Schwartz. So now, let's talk about mindset, because that's really where it all begins. And let me just bear with me here, because I'm getting myself organized. I want to start with mindset, talking about Bob Proctor, because Bob explains to us, you know, that a paradigm is a mental program that has almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior. And to be able to shape your future, you have to be willing and able to change your paradigm. And this is something you have to help others do as well. So the key is, first, we must become aware of our paradigms. That's the beliefs and the habits that run our behavior. And then finally, faith based on understanding is the key to freedom. Everything that we are stopped dead in our tracks with is based on beliefs we have that we aren't even aware of that prevent us from moving forward. You know, we get an idea. Like when you're speaking to a prospect, you're presenting them with a dream, with something that they definitely want. And what stops them is when there's that they're out of sync between what their mind wants and what their beliefs that are deeply embedded at an emotional level tell them is really true instead, which is not correct, but that's a belief that's so deeply embedded they're not even aware of it. And they want what you are offering, but they don't move forward because of this deep-seated fear that's attached to the safety mechanism that the body maintains, because it's the fear of change. And then they'll start de-rationalizing what it is you've got, finding fault with it, because it doesn't line up with their view of what's true. And so, again, faith based on understanding is the key to freedom, and it's imperative that you learn how to move people through that terror barrier that prevents them from going after the life of their dreams. And so I'm talking about you helping them, but at the same time, it's a process that you're going to be applying to yourself. Let's talk about going for the no. I mean, as Richard Fenton so beautifully says, failure is just the halfway point on the road to success. It's not the destination. And successful people fail eagerly. So what I'd like you to think of for a minute is treating this like a game. I mean, Kevin, you're the game master in my eyes. And so just pretend that we've just designed a brand new game, and it's called the objection game. And there are a number of objections that will come up repeatedly. But first, before I describe these different objections, I want to talk about the idea of a game. What is a game, anyways? It's a system. It's a system that you master in order to become very good at it. How many of you can ride a bike? Anyone ride a bike out there? Have I got no bike riders?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to trust that most of you, if not all of you, do know how to ride a bike. And
we're
how
meeting.
Many of you? Yeah, good. And how many of you can sort of picture yourself saying, "Look, Ma, no hands." Where you're not only so proficient at being able to get up and pedal easily, and you remember you fell a lot in the beginning, but you're now able to coast along, and actually you've got your balance so perfectly that you're able to straighten up, take your hands off the handlebars, and look around and let your legs do the work, let your hips move, let your body balance the direction of the bike. You don't do it all the time. You don't do it on the curves, but you can do it when you're coasting along on a straight path, because now you are in flow. And it's the same thing for, well, how many of you play chess or play checkers or play cards?
That'd be you.
Yeah, yeah. How many of you are good at playing bridge? Or you just like a game of poker? Or you like a game of rummy? Anyone out there that just kind of enjoys doing that?
We do.
Yeah, good. I'm going to assume that lots of you do. And the reason you enjoy that game is because you know what the rules are. You've played it enough times that you know there's a random factor because you either get good cards or you don't, you know, and that'll influence the outcome. But you also know that if you play enough hands and you're someone who is in the habit of playing this game, that you've got a good chance of winning, don't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. So, and it's the same thing with when we talk about John Wooden and teaching the men how to play basketball. What does he do? He has them dribble over and over and just practice shooting hoops, practice run-ups and layups and all of that stuff and catching the rebound. Just the basics, the drill over and over. And it's no different no matter what game you play. It's always a system. And the confidence comes through making the mistakes over and over and over again, but getting up and doing it again, just like riding a horse. When you get this into your minds, this is a game. I can learn how to play any game, and I am going to be good at this because I can see the other areas of my life that I have mastered that are systems. Even if it's as simple as making a shake, there's a system to that. You decide how many ice cubes are going in it. You decide how much water. You decide how long you're blending it, right? And you get that shake just right for you. Everything in life is about mastering systems. So I'm going to just kind of come on from there to go into what are the top objections in this game that we're going to play. They are things like, oh, it's too expensive. I don't have the money. Or I don't have the time. Or I don't want to sell something. Or is this a pyramid scheme? Or I don't like real food. Excuse me, I said that backwards. I like real food. Or I don't know anybody. And what you need to learn is that you have a system, a strategy in place, because these questions will come at you over and over again. And when you're ready for them, when you're armed and you've got your gun and you're shooting for bear, then you aren't afraid of those objections. You're thinking quietly to yourself, come on, bring it on, bring it on. Let me hear that next objection. Yeah, yeah, I want to hear it. Let me see what you got for me, okay, because I'm ready for you. And the system for handling objections, and it doesn't matter which objection it is the following. Ask questions. Control the direction of the conversation. Speak their language. Use feel, felt, and found. Tell stories. So now I'm going to give you some concrete examples, and follow me along with this, okay? So your energy sets it up. And your fear will attract an objection. You have to preempt what the objections are going to be. And some, like, let's say it's about the cost. You build your own belief first, whether it's in the products, the company, the compensation plan, or yourself. All those beliefs have to be strong. And it's up to you to do the work to build that belief. Being on this call is one way to do that. Attending the events, listening to the podcasts, and reading the material. And then, speaking with other people, they don't know what you know. Find out what people's needs are so that you can say what they want to hear. You're going to get on the same wavelength as them. By mastering setting up the prospecting situation, you can steer the conversation. I mean, common issues, the best example would be to use it costs too much. And never tell them what the bottom line is up front. Because when you give the bottom line up front, like, oh, it's $5.59 for presents, that scares people. It hits their terror barrier because they might want to do this. But that, how much does this cost, is simply a first question they come up with in their heads because they're trying to figure this out, whether they can make it work for them or not. They want you to help them figure this out. That question is not a stopping question. It's a tell me more, and that's the default they go to, is how much does it cost? I remember when I'm selling a painting, if someone asks me how much the painting costs, I don't immediately answer the question up front. I ask them, where do they picture this painting going? Why does this painting call them? Okay, so again, back to, we simply don't give the price up front. We pause there. We get their goals in one hand and their budget in the other, and then that will be the perfect pack for them. And we get them to volunteer the information instead of telling them everything up front. It's important they participate in this process. So when they ask, what will it cost me, use the same track every time. Have this system in place. an example of this is, well, you know, Isagenics has a lot of systems and packs that are going to help you hit your goals, I promise. But when you fall in love with this, I want you to be able to keep using it. And so we'll need to make sure that it fits within your budget as well. And for me to make sure that it fits within your budget, would you mind if I ask you just a couple of questions to narrow down the best pack for you? By bringing the budget up to them, it lowers resistance right away. Of course they want you to take their concerns into consideration and address their budget. Then the first question might be, if you were going to replace 2 meals per day during the next month, or 2, just to see what this does for you, which 2 meals would they be for you? And you know what? It doesn't matter what they say. Breakfast and lunch is the usual answer, or whatever. It could be breakfast, dinner, or lunch, dinner, whatever. Okay, Isagenics is flexible. Remember that. Then next is, great, describe for me what you're eating right now for those meals. And this visualization is an important step towards getting them towards the yes. Because they're already visualizing spending money. You want to have them here, okay? And then next, it's great. What do you think that breakfast costs you? Typically, people will say maybe about $3, or they might say, you know, lunch costs them around $10. It doesn't matter what they say, as long as they give you a number. And usually, people have a pretty good idea. And if not, you give them some simple, sensible numbers that they can agree to. And then you say, well, I tell you what, it sounds to me, between the breakfast and the lunch that you're going to be replacing, that you're already spending about $13 a day, or whatever their numbers add up to, okay? And then next, if you're already spending, say, $13 a day on the meals you're going to be replacing, and you're more are you more comfortable investing $20 a day or $10 a day in order to start hitting your goals? And then be quiet. Don't upsell here. Your goal is to celebrate their answer because they just revealed to you their budget that they're comfortable spending. And that may be that it's the $20 a day. Well, you know that's going to be a president's pack. If it's $15 a day, well, pace setter pack. If it's $10 a day, one of our getting started packs. And if they say $10, and you remember that their goal is to release 20 pounds for the class reunion coming up, then you're going to celebrate their answer. Because at $10 a day, it's the perfect pack for them. So let's start you with a 30-day cleansing and fat burning system that's going to get those last stubborn pounds off before your class reunion. I tell you what, let's get you ordered up right now because I want you to have these things in your hands before this time next week. And the day you get them, please call me. I want to walk you through how to use them. How does that sound? So you are already future pacing. In your mind, you're already helping this person get started, and you're planting that in their minds as well. The key is, don't tell people how much they're already spending at Starbucks or going out to spend on in restaurants and stuff. Instead, get them to tell you that. Always bring them down the same tracks. Break down their goals. Then tell me, what 2 meals would you replace? 3 is, what are you eating now? And 4 is, how much are you spending at the moment? So now the next objection I'm going to cover is, I'm not interested in the business. I don't have the time. And how many of you ever had that from people? Is that a common one we're getting?
We do.
Sure is. Yeah, you bet. So, well, here's a response to how you presented the opportunity. People are feeling it's a lot to learn, a lot to do. They feel overwhelmed. If they're not saying that they want to do this business with you, it's because you've somehow presented it in such a way without realizing it that they think that you have to work very hard and they don't want to have to work as hard as you do. Okay? Know that you have control over how and when this objection will come up by how you initiate the relationship with them. Keep it very, very simple. Use the tools, the movie, the lookbook, launch parties. Show people that they don't have to figure this out, that the system's there for them. People, they may have met you on Facebook. Oh, that was interesting. Kevin, can you mute us so we don't have to listen to the gargling? Are you able to help me, Kev?
Well, at least you're not taking a bath.
I love it. Okay. Well, no toilet flush yet. Okay. So here we go. So let's say someone has found you on Facebook, and you know, then you've shown them a couple of movies, and then you got on the phone with them. And, well, if that's what you've done, they're going to say to themselves, hey, I know a couple of people that I could certainly do that with. And this is how they decide whether it looks fun and easy or tough to do. Make sure you bring them in using the tools. And the other thing about time is it's important to do visualization with people. And this is an important exercise I use called time blocking. So how that would go is, I understand how you feel. A lot of our best business builders once felt that way too. But once I did this one little exercise with them, they found that maybe they do have the time. Would you mind if I did this exercise with you real quick? And they're going to say yes. And then you get out a blank piece of paper with them, and you write down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and ask them below each of those days to write out their non-negotiables. And just do it for the next week, not for just a week in general, but just this coming week, okay? Ask them, write down the non-negotiables that they have to do using that particular week. And then, so for example, let's say they work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And then maybe they take the kids to practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 to 9. And then maybe they have something planned on the weekend. So take the piece of paper from them and circle the little areas during the day where they don't have anything scheduled. And it might have just 5, 6, or 7 power hours circled throughout the entire week. That may be all you find. And that's when you say, look at these hours I circled. This time in the morning on this day, this time in the afternoon on that day, or this little tiny chunk of your weekend. If you're able to invest in those little power hours, just a few of them a week, very consistently, then you have enough time to do this business, I assure you. And often, this exercise works in showing them that this is done in the pockets of their day, because they're only used to an employee mindset where, you know, they're doing the 9-to-5 job and they think this is going to compete with that. They need your help in understanding how different this business model is. And be a great storyteller of other success stories in Isagenix. Borrow stories. Talk about Carolyn, you know, being a flight attendant and how she squeezed this in literally to the pockets a couple of times a week when she was back from India. Talk about Kevin and Pam Barnum, where, you know, she was a crown attorney. He was a canine police officer. Or, you know, there's Angela and David Norrie. Angelique and David Norrie, or this Kathy Sedge, all these, like, their parents, they have crazy busy schedules, but they made it work, and they did very, very well. And so what's the next one? Well, typically people will say, well, I can't sell, or I don't want to sell, because they have an idea of what selling is. It's important to make them feel understood here, to be with them on the same page. Use the feel, felt, found analogy. Say, like, I absolutely understand. But what people have found is that this is less of a sales job and more of a leadership position than anything else. This is a position of attracting people and helping lead those people towards their goals over and over and over again. That's what makes you successful, not selling people on something that they don't want to do. And whenever we explain it this way, they become open to it. They realize it's about them leveraging their belief, their credibility, and their energy to find like-minded people that want to run with them. It's not a job of selling people on the idea of taking something they don't want or doing something they don't want to do. You're really just trolling for interested parties, not trying to pound people over the head and get them to do something they don't want to do. I mean, I personally like the restaurant analogy where I explain, well, do you have a favorite restaurant? And I get them to tell me which restaurant. And then I go into, okay, so if we were going to get together for lunch or dinner, and I'm planning to do that with you, so where would you invite me to come and meet you? And they'll tell me, and I'll say, okay, great. And, Kev, are you able to do the mute?
You bet.
Thank you, hon. So I'll just wait till that stops. One sec. Okay. So I explained that, well, we're in the restaurant together. that, you know, you're going to enjoy your dinner. I'm going to enjoy mine. In fact, I might even order the same thing as you because we're friends and we both like spicy food. We're going for Thai, whatever, or sushi. And so I've got a question for you. Is the waiter going to pay for your, is he going to give you your dinner free because you brought me with you? And they say, no. And I said, okay, all right. And I said, and, you know, let's say I love this restaurant, and I decide that I'm going to come back again, even if you're not coming with me. And I might bring my husband, I might bring my friends there too. Is the restaurant going to give me my dinner free, and will it also still pay you for your dinner again, give you a credit for another free dinner? Well, no. Well, and then I'll tell you what, let's say I really do enjoy the food, but I go home, and for whatever reason I decide later that, even though I licked my plate clean, I decide that I want to call and ask the restaurant for my money back. Will they give me my money back? Well, no. Well, okay, well, I guess that's the difference in every instance here, isn't it? This is something that you need to understand. It is someone who loves something that is sharing an experience with friends that they feel deserve to have that experience with them. And Isagenics thanks you over and over again for doing that. This is the most generous company in the world, and it is on a mission to change lives. This is something you need to take the time to, briefly to understand, because it will change yours as well. So I use analogies like the restaurant a lot, and I find people's needs. The people that I'm looking for are looking for me. People are praying for a solution. Our job is to make ourselves wide open and available to deliver the message to those people who are praying for a solution, and you never, never know who it will be. Now, let's say someone says, well, I don't know anyone. Well, that's quite common, isn't it? Where someone may be ready to start for themselves, but remember, people are changing their status quo, right? Their friends are probably not doing this yet, otherwise they'd be doing it with their friends already. Instead, they're the one that is ready for change. And so they may be saying to you, well, I don't know anyone that would do this with me. So you have to go into feel, felt, found. I mean, you could say to them, well, this business is started on who you know, but it's grown on who you'll meet. You don't need to know everyone who's going to be in your business right now. You just need to know a few to start with. Even if you know 500 people who would love to start this right now, you can only start with a few at a time. And that is the even playing field for everyone. It's really about finding 10 people to lock arms with to build this business with. It's a process of sifting, sorting, creating a mastermind. There's no deadline. It's a journey. And the size of my dreams determines how many people that I need to connect with each day. And the last objection I really want to cover is about pyramids, where someone says, well, is this legal? I mean, is this one of those things? So there's a couple of great answers. And it's important to reframe for them by saying, like, well, I understand your question. I think you're thinking of a Ponzi scheme, which is typically dealing with investments. But instead, this is a legal compensation plan, compensating you for product sales, and if you choose, compensating you for the sales of your team, which you've built, and their product sales. It's no different than the way insurance companies or banks compensate their representatives. For example, if you purchase a mortgage, then the mortgage agent gets something from that. Their boss does as well. Their regional manager does as well. And ultimately, the CEO of the company gets a little piece of that mortgage sale. It's no different than the way we're compensated today. This is a distribution method for a product that is consumable. So an objection is simply a call for more information. Use feel, felt, and found to disarm. Tell stories to help them change their perspective. Bottom line is they want you to make them feel comfortable. And faith based on understanding is the key to freedom. So that's my end. I know I went a little bit, a couple minutes long, but any quick takeaways or questions?
Great call, Maura.
Great call, Maura. Thank you very much.
I'm counting on you all to get into action as a result of this call. No more excuse mentality, right?
Yes.
Right.
Maura,
right.
Please to post the website that you wanted us to review, please.
Okay, so I'll just say again what the to-do list was.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
Okay, let me just go back here. Okay, so it was isogenicspodcast.com. Go into the wealth creation section and dig back a couple of pages until you find the call with Chris Harder on May 17th, which was handling objections.
Okay.
And I want you to all look at Bob Proctor explaining the terror barrier on YouTube. There's an 18-minute video. It is fabulous. Terror Barrier, Bob Proctor. And the last thing, there was a book I want you all to read, and I want you to tell me what book that is. Who knows the book? That's right. You better believe it. Trust me, you do this. You treat this like a game. You learn the system. Anyone can do this. It's your why that will drive you to do what it takes, but know that the effort will be rewarded. You will start having fun with this and decide today's the day it starts to be fun, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, Maura.
You're welcome. Awesome. So, everyone, I love you. Can't wait to watch Macy's Parade. I'll be listening in on the call, of course, as well. I wouldn't go a day without it. Lori will be training tomorrow. I look forward to hearing her as well. And can't wait to hear the shares and the victories as the week goes on, and Kevin's training on Friday. So have a fantastic day.